Hey everybody, this is Randy Coggins II. Thank you so much for joining me again on part three, the final part of stewardship, so on the subject of stewardship. And I'm so excited you are listening to this podcast today. Listen, take a moment, subscribe to this podcast, download all of the content, all of the episodes that we have, because it will be a blessing in your life. Spread the word, tell somebody about it, because we are using this as a tool to get the gospel around the world. And so listen, part three of out of three of stewardship. At the end of part two, on the last episode, on the last podcast, I told you that the master is going to say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." And that's where we're going to start at for this final part on stewardship. Matthew chapter 25, verse 21, it says, "Well done, good and faithful servant." In Jesus's the parable of the talents that we talked about before, the first two stewards were rewarded for multiplying what was entrusted to them. The first steward said, "I have gained," which was in verse 20 of Matthew chapter 25. Now, when God entrusts something to us, he doesn't sit up in heaven pulling all the strings, controlling how we handle our stewardship. We have a choice. We have a choice, my friend. We have the freedom to mess up his affairs or maximize them. It is up to us. The first two servants did with their master's money what he expected of them. God gives it to us, but we must handle it. My question to you today is, can you handle it? God is not going to handle it for us. That's obvious from the fate of the third steward, who said, "Lord, I knew you would be a hard man, and I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground," verses 24 and 25. That's why God doesn't just want you to hide things and put things away. Yes, it's great to save. Yes, it's great to do things, but there's something about using what you have to get what you want. And he said, "I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground." He was like those who say God's standards are too high. I'm afraid if I say yes to him, he'll demand too much of me, or I'll just stay here on the sidelines where it's safe. If you try to play it safe, you will never, mark my words, if you try to play it safe, you will never, ever, ever walk into your reward as a child of God. That's bad stewardship, and even worse, theology. Don't let anyone convince you that you can't do what God expects of you, because by his grace, thank you God, by his grace, you can do it. The first two stewards knew their master's expectations. That's what being a good steward is all about. We know what God requires of us because he's put it in his word for us to read. The reason that the master's commendation meant something is because the steward's work meant something. It meant something to him. They had authentic responsibility and they carried it out faithfully. So let me ask you a question today. Where do you rank on the faithfulness charts today? If you're not sure, examine yourself. And I want to encourage you to go back through these three parts of stewardship, because I believe that when you step into the area of stewardship like never before, God is going to bless you like never before. Bless your business, bless your finances, bless your homes, your families. Everything you touch has to prosper, because you are going to steward in the right way. Listen, I love you and I pray God's blessings over you. And I pray that these three parts of stewardship has really blessed your life. I pray it has. And listen, I'm excited about your future. And always remember, one word from God can change your entire life. Stay connected with us at RandyCoggins.com and all of our social media sites. And until next time, I'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye. Love you.